Welcome to the Living Waters Church Podcast.
Our Easter reading comes from Luke 24, and it reads like this. Very early on Sunday morning, the woman went to the tomb. Taking the spices they had prepared, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in. But they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on that third day." Then they remembered that he had said this, so they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened. But the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it. Way back in the day, I was on a pastoral team at a church that had a large theater department and also hosted a very large Christian school. The large theater department had all kinds of props, costume, and all kinds of things for set design. It just so happened that my close friend was the grade 8 teacher at the Christian school and had access to all the props, including mannequins. And he thought how joyous it would be to continually surprise me with the placing of mannequins where you normally would not see mannequins. Mannequins, you'd walk into an auditorium and then you'd turn the lights on and there's a bunch of mannequins. Or you'd walk down the hall or the washroom, or you'd open up your office door and you would turn the light on and there are the mannequins sitting in your chair and you have to move them. Surprise, surprise, surprise at the placement of something that you don't expect to see typically. And as Nick has said from the very beginning of this service, perhaps the word surprise would be a very appropriate word and certainly one of the first and foremost natural reactions to the person of Jesus. Surprise. Even before we're moved by his compassion or drawn in by his humility or inspired by his sacrificial example, we're first surprised by Jesus. We certainly see this in the reading of the four biographies in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The biographies that were written of Jesus in the first century, all of these four gospels convey this kind of reaction to Jesus' life. We're always reading the characters surrounding Jesus are amazed, or they're surprised, they're caught up in a bit of a wonder, they're awestruck by Jesus. Jesus does this or that, and everyone's surprised or taken back. Everyone expects Jesus to go that way, but Jesus goes that way. People projecting all kinds of things onto Jesus, all kinds of expectations. And more often than not, Jesus confounds them. Jesus' confounding of people's expectations is most startling, most dramatic when it comes to the story of his death and resurrection. Think of or familiarize yourself with, again, the biographers. All very keen to tell us that his friends and followers are completely shocked by what happens between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Luke 24 says, there they stood in disbelief. Luke 24 again, the story sounded like nonsense, so they didn't believe. Mark 16, they were trembling and bewildered. Matthew 28, the first visitors to the tomb, they were frightened, but also filled with joy. John 20 says of those that ran frantically to and from the tomb at the shock that his body wasn't there. So in each of these gospel narratives, Jesus' death and resurrection produced extreme reactions. No one is responding in the gospels, it's just like we had imagined it would be. Oh, isn't this nice the way the story has turned out? It's exactly the way I thought it would be. Just as we had hoped. It's such a good story. No. His friends are either running around, not sure what to do with themselves, or standing there scratching their heads. And some of them even denying outrightly, this just is not possible. People didn't expect Jesus to die, and along with him, all their expectations of who they thought he'd be, a mighty conqueror. And then when they're all sitting around depressed, when it looked like as if his life had come to nothing, Jesus' followers certainly did not expect his resurrection. In fact, that's one of a number of reasons Jesus' literal death and resurrection has such historical credibility. In ancient literature, nothing like this had ever been spoken of about Jesus' contemporaries. The failure of a perceived Jewish hero and then his resurrection. It's a strange story. We're forced on historical grounds to say, you really can't make this story up. So even though today we are on this side of the story, and perhaps the surprise of a cross, or the surprise again of being reminded through song and action that Jesus is risen from the dead, perhaps we've lost the surprise. But certainly on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, everybody was surprised as they experienced it firsthand. They didn't really expect that Jesus' promising life would end in torture and death, which is why they were all so dejected after his crucifixion. They certainly didn't anticipate Jesus' resurrection. So I think because of that, today the word surprise is a good word to stir up in our imagination. Because Jesus' life is full of surprises. And if we're supposed to look at Jesus to see who God is, what God's really like, as Scripture suggests, we are again, time and time again, thrown for a loop. Our theories about God are often turned upside down. You might not expect to see God lying on hay, but there's the infant Jesus laying in the manger at Christmas. You may not expect God to share dusty roads or dim firelight, but there's Jesus hiking up to Jerusalem or warming his hands by the fire. You might not expect God to make friends with despicable, disreputable characters, but there is Jesus putting his arms around all kinds of people we'd probably rather stay at arm's length from. You might not expect God to roll up his sleeves, but there's Jesus washing dirty, smelly feet the night before his execution. You might not expect to find God sharing the dreadful reality of human suffering and failure, but there is Jesus nailed to a Roman cross. And you might not expect God to validate Jesus' death on the cross as a strange path to reconciliation and wholeness by raising him from the dead, but there we would say the tomb is empty. There Jesus is. He's alive. And friends, that's the really good and surprising news about God that we celebrate at Easter. It's the pinnacle of God's story about God's surprising character and way of doing things. Surprise. Surprise. Is God really that humble and that compassionate? Well, look at Jesus touching the untouchable and embracing the despised. Is God really that willing to be maligned and misunderstood for our benefit? Again, look at Jesus being spit on and beaten up in silence. Is God really that generous and self-sacrificial? Well, again, look at the cross. Jesus was nailed to a Roman cross while uttering words of forgiveness and grace to his executioners. Is God really willing to deal with a problem none of us can get on top of, none of us can solve, the problem of death? Well, look at Jesus' empty grave and consider the possibilities for yourself. So in one sense, the message of Easter is God is not where you might expect him to be, or often doing what you would expect God to be doing. That is the message of Easter. Surprise. It's why seasons like Christmas and Easter can't be summed up in a soundbite or one sermon, if you would, for that matter. It's why the message of Christmas and the message of the cross and Easter demand reflection and continue to draw out from people exquisite art over the centuries. The making of many movies, the writing of wonderful poetry, and why conversations still continue day after day after day. And it's why we keep coming back to rooms like this. Surprise. Easter causes us to take another look, maybe to scratch our heads. If God can be seen and known through Jesus, then Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, just as we sang a few minutes ago, changes everything. Changes everything. So what about us today? You might not expect to see God in the dementia ward or in the oncology unit. But there God is. In the midst of suffering and loss. And some of you are experiencing that right now. There God is for you. Surprise. You might not expect to meet God in your failure or your despair or concern today. There God is. Surprise. You might not expect to meet God in all the joyous moments of a day. Ha! But there God is. Surprise. You might not expect to meet God among the ordinary living at the concert hall, at the art gallery, the local shelter, the sports field. But there God is. In every face and in every human action, interaction, there God is. You might not expect to meet God in a drafty gymnasium on a wet Saturday morning, along with a bunch of ordinary people like yourself, ordinary but committed to one another in their community, in simple and practical love, but there God is. Surprise. Friends, Easter reminds us that God's there in all the surprising places and moments, even when we're absolutely sure he isn't or shouldn't be, there God is. Surprise. Easter tells us that God isn't somewhere else, more holy, removed, but he's right here, right now, waiting to be discovered, to be known by you again and again and again and again. For in Jesus' life, death, and life again, God is present in that crucified and then resurrected human body, making his home where we already live. Surprise. So this morning, Easter reminds us to be on the lookout. And I want us to hear this today. Easter reminds us to be on the lookout for the surprising reality of God. Be on the lookout for God's surprising humility and love today. To be on the lookout for God's surprising forgiveness and compassion on you right now in this very moment. To be on the lookout for God's surprising presence with you in your pain, celebration, your joy, your disappointment, and your loss. To be on the lookout for God's surprising commitment to you, even though you feel maybe you're not very much committed to him today. Surprise. To be on the lookout for God's surprising way of bringing healing and hope out of the bleakest of situations as you trust him. Be on the lookout for the living God and the surprising life he leads us into as we follow him. Surprise. 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 I want to invite you to stand, would you please? This past Friday, Good Friday, hundreds gathered for the Stations of Holy Week and the first station. We joined at multiple gathering places around Fort Langley. Many of you were there. Our first station gathered us at the community center in the front lawn, and I was very curious at the first collective reading that the churches of Fort Langley and others shared, and it's on our screen that I would like us to read. But I would like you to read it first, so that when we're reading it together, perhaps it would summarize our joining together with good intentions. So I'll give you a moment to read it, and I'll lead us together. But perhaps on this good Easter Sunday morning, this would be an appropriate desire of our heart. Perhaps you would read along with me, and we would collectively share this prayer together. So we would say, Lord Jesus Christ, join me, as you upturn all expectations, make us ready to follow you. Help us to enter into your story, be ready to meet you as you are, and be prepared to love and serve one another in your name. Amen. Living Waters has seven core values. One is worship, all day, every day worship. We also know the good value of using music and song for confession and receiving and petition. And our hope today as we sing, I am who you say that I am, that you would be surprised through this song of what God's good love and how it's expressed over your life would sound to you today. And then we're going to return to the song Victorious and how appropriate we would stand around a cross today and sing good things about our good God and receive that good work within our lives today. Join us and be surprised again at God's good love for you.